blew from the camp's loudspeakers. I loved those stories. They inspired me to write stories of my own, which I would then submit to Isaac Asimov's, Ellery Queen Mystery Magazine, Analog Science Fiction and Fact, and Dream of Dreams, Omni. Never sold a story. I did get some nice rejections, but rejections were all I received. It wasn't until after I was a published novelist that I began to get asked to contribute short fiction to various anthologies, and was even allowed to write some story collections of my own. My first story collections were the two volumes of Darkness Creeping, which have since been combined into a single collection and is still in print with Penguin Random House. And then there were the four collections I did with Tor Books: Mindquakes, Mindstorms, Mind Twisters, and Mind Benders. This compendium includes most of the stories from those four collections, along with hard-to-find stories that appeared in multi-author anthologies, as well as some stories that are brand new, including two visits to the world of Scythe. There are, of course, some stories I left out. Pacific Rim comes to mind. I love the story. It's about the largest cruise ship in the world falling off the edge of the Earth. Fun stuff, but I decided that I didn't want to further feed the ridiculous fires of flat earthers. Then there's He Opens a Window, which became the basis for the first piece in my Holocaust-themed graphic novel, Courage to Dream. As it had a new life of its own, it didn't feel right to include it here. And then there are some stories that I won't mention because, ugh, really? Did I actually write that? Well, just like Madam Thornhill and Perpetual Pest, some things are best left buried. Not all the stories here were solo ventures. A number of them that were written for other anthologies I co-wrote with my son Brendan, and a couple I co-wrote with my friend, award-winning TV writer, Terry Black. I have revised all these stories to some extent, not just to keep them relevant and technologically current, but also to reflect social changes. We as a society have evolved over the years, and there definitely were some cringeworthy moments in some of my earliest stories that I was more than happy to change. In reading through and reworking the stories, I found that they fell into seven distinct categories: fate and destiny, strange and terrifying beings, nature out of control, the dead and undead, doorways, windows, and walls, personal transformations, just desserts. But each story, regardless of where it falls, is eerie or surreal or mind-melting or darkly absurd or all of the above. A reminder that the abyss is always staring back at you, although sometimes it winks. I hope you enjoy this little cabinet of shadows, and if these stories happen to keep you up at night, don't say I didn't warn you. Neil Schusterman, November 2025. Forces of nature. There are some places that draw you to them. They grab you so deep in your soul that you find yourself drifting toward them, even in your dreams. From The Living Place.
A Unity of Purpose. Read by Greg Tremblay. I long to sit at the resolute desk, to bring a firm fist down upon the well-worn oak and feel it resonate like a drum. That desk, which has witnessed declarations of war and countless State of the Union addresses, oh, to preside over the machinations of government from the Oval Office. Preside. President. Presidential. How I wish my mouth could speak those words, but alas, I must be satisfied with translation.
Good morning, B. Are you ready for today? It's a full schedule.
Georgina, my campaign manager, my handler, my everything. She is beautiful inside and out by anyone's standards. I vigorously nod my approval and she smiles.
Then let's get you ready.
Ah, but first, a morning swim. I am escorted to the brackish waters of the Hudson. It is brisk this early in the spring and less buoyant than the sea, but it makes for an invigorating workout and gives me time to get my head in the game. Yes, the resolute desk is well within my reach,